to the Terminal City FC podcast, talking Whitecaps, Canada, Europe, and all the big stories across the world of football.
All right, welcome everyone to a unique episode of the Terminal City podcast. I don't have my regular partner here today. Josh is out and about doing his 9 to 5. Instead, I've got, what I think is a step above Josh. I got Axel Schuster, CEO and Sporting Director of the Vancouver Whitecaps. Axel, welcome.
Thank you for having me and welcome to everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Axel, let's start with it right away. We've already got one match under our belt last weekend. We got to talk to assistant coach Michael D'Agostino, a couple of the players, about what their thoughts were about that game. What did you see in that 90 minutes?
Yeah, I think we have three games under our belt because we also played the Mexicans, Tigres, in two games. So and with sleeping over two nights was needed to sleep two nights about it, because of course we were all pumped up. We were preparing for this game. We knew that the crowd will be amazing, and obviously we wanted to kick off the season in a very, very good way, and everyone wanted to do the best he can do. There was also a little bit of disappointment that we couldn't get our best performance onto the pitch. That's literally what it was. That first leads a little bit leads to disappointment, and then it goes into the analytics about it. And I think at the end of the day, we maybe saw what was normal for this day, because our preseason was difficult. We had to build up for the Tigres games. We had to build up quickly and push the team to a high performance high, to a readiness high for the Tigres games. I think that we looked pretty sharp in the games against Tigres. We looked sharper than last Saturday. And then we had like 2.5 weeks of break, and you cannot keep the sharpness. You cannot stay on the high. So we had to, to relax a little bit from that and to continue to build. And Charlotte was on a higher, at a higher point now than we was playing a game 1 week before. They had this home game. It was also not a beauty, and it was also a tough game for them, but they had this game under the belt. And with that, they came in a little bit higher, but flying a little bit more than we. And it took us long in this game to get up and running. And so this is one thing that we have just to accept, that it is what it is. The second thing is that I still think that the team was fighting against it. They wanted to get the result. And I saw a reaction in the second half. We also saw what Ali can give us the moment he came on. We missed Sam on the other side. So we also know that we missed two critical pieces in the way we want to play, with two wingbacks that are internationals for Canada and that have this motor to go up and down and to create threat. It's also the nature of MLS that you don't have 22 starters. And if two of your, I would say, top players are missing, then you have to accept that I will not get exactly the same from the players that are playing. Then I would say, at the end of it, it was still a great show up. The atmosphere in the stadium was great. I think everyone left the building on our side very impressed and very happy about how the season started. Not the 1 point, but that's maybe something we have to accept. And I can tell you that last year we played a far better game in the first game against Salt Lake, and everyone was actually applauding to us how good we are and how good we have looked as a team, but we got 0 points for it. And we had still 0 points after the second game. And I think that we will be better prepared for the next game. And if we win it, we have 4 points. That would be 4 points more than last year. And with 4 points more last year, we would have finished second. So let's see the positives. It was just the first game, unfortunately. And we are very hard on ourselves. We couldn't show the almost 30,000 people our best performance. But there are a lot more games to come where we can show better performances.
You talked about having almost 30,000 people in the stadium, part and parcel, not only for the best opening ever for the Whitecaps, but also what's going on with the whole 50-year celebration of this club in general. Just talking about 50 years, what does this mean to the club? But what does this also mean just to the city of Vancouver to have a professional sports club be a part of this community? Because when you think of sports in North America, 50 years is a long time. It's not like Europe where you have clubs that are 100 plus years. 50 years here, that's a big history.
No, that's exactly how I see it. If somebody asks me and says 50 years, what does it mean? I say, first of all, it means a lot because there are not a lot of MLS clubs that celebrate their 50th anniversary. So we are here for a very long time. And I think it's also something you can celebrate the 50 years. So you have history. A lot of clubs are looking for history. A lot of clubs coming new into the market, into the game, and they have to create first some form of culture around the club, something what the club stands for, history, something that matters to the people. And we have all of this. We have all those wonderful stories about where the club has played in Empire, in Swangard, the experience and the remembrance we have there, the many players and coaches we had. So there's a story to tell. And I think this is something that we have to point out, that we have to make people again aware of, because sometimes it looks for me that everything new coming into new with loud drums looks more attractive. In my I would say way puristic soccer love way, I like the tradition far more, because it shows how many people have been connected and are connected with a club that is here for a long time and that has an important role in our community.
Yeah. History is written by the victors. So it also depends on what you're bringing in order to make that possible. Krylak, Picoult, Bendik, Halbouni, Utvik, you've been busy this offseason. When you sat down at the end of last season with Vanny, the rest of the coaching staff, recruitment and scouting staff, what was that you decided you were looking for? Because this year in general, it seemed like you were really, really targeting very specific areas. You'd already had a couple of years here. You've built this squad to a point where it feels very much like yours, like Vanny's, like the people that are here right now. But there's that fine tuning. So what was the conversations and what led you to these individuals, these players?
I think fine tuning is a really good word for it, because we didn't start well into last season. We just spoke about it, and not the first five games in total haven't been great point wise. Actually, performance wise, they have been okay. So that means we in the second half of the season and going into the playoffs, the team showed very strong performances and collected a lot of points also on the road. We had the extended road trip with the seven games where we picked up a lot of good results. So at the end, when we were sitting down, we were almost like in this mood, hey, something that is so successful, don't touch it. Yeah. Don't touch it too much. But obviously, this is not how you do the next step. So we thought very careful about what could be the right additions, what could give us a little bit more depth, what could give us some additional tools that we had not in our roster. That Wenny had not as choices, and overall we have been within the three best teams with the best offensive output. So it was clear we don't want to lose this, but if we want to improve something, it's hard to be top three and to improve this. So we want to improve a little bit our defensive stability. That wasn't bad, but that was, I would say, average in the league. So there's a little bit more space to improve. So for that reason, we looked. What can we add on the center back side? And with Belal and Utvik, we have added two players that are two total different profiles. And Belal, who is a very very fast defender, who played former as a winger and number 10 in his life, who has the experience now from 4 years in Germany, and with Utvik, a very, very experienced defender who's very strong in the air, who's good on the ball. So having more options, and also with Utvik, an experienced option. And on the offensive side, with Krylak and Fafa, adding two players that are a very good fit to Brian White and Ryan Gold, who have been the third best pair in the league. where Damir is very strong in the air and also very good in tight spaces, in one touches or opening up spaces through a good pass. And Fafa is really, really strong in taking guys in one-on-one situations, attacking space, running at guys with his speed. So that's literally where everything came a little bit from. Also, we wanted to have players that are directly ready to play because we knew that we have to start early into the season and we have to be ready. We're not looking for more projects, players that we have to develop. We are still in the market and we may be now at the one or the other, I would say, younger player that that then can grow in our group. But for the start of the kickoff of the season, we wanted to have players that can help us immediately.
In terms of new players that could be possibly coming in, because you still have a good month and a half before that trade deadline in MLS closes. Yesterday, it was also just announced that Jason Gondo has gone out on a season-long loan to Las Vegas. I believe that also opens up an international spot for you for this, at least for this season. Is that, I mean, first of all, great for JC. He's going to be able to hopefully get the minutes that he needs to develop. But does that give you increased flexibility for what you might want to be looking at in the next month and a half?
We had already an open international spot, but obviously, yes, having two, as I said, we are looking now for the one or the other prospect, and it can be international. I think JC is the move of JC wasn't related to anything we planned to bring in. It was more on his next career step. I think that he has been very, very good last year. He came in late, unfortunately, because of visa and work permit procedures. And then he picked up quickly. He was, for the first half of the season, mainly an MLS Next Pro player. And in the stats, he has been the best midfielder in MLS Next Pro for the first half of the season. He showed some flashes of his talent also in the Leagues Cup. But our midfield is pretty much packed. And we discussed on other calls already that Ali, for that reason, now has actually moved to the wingback position. That is also a very natural position for him. And it's hard to get consistently minutes in our central midfield. And so that is not great for a young player like JC. And for that reason, we were looking for a club that also gave us literally the guarantee that he plays so that he gets some minutes. Because with a loan, you also run into this risk that somebody goes somewhere and maybe he doesn't play there a lot. So we were looking for the best option for him to get these minutes, to play consistently in a meaningful competition and making the next step there. And then who knows how our roster looks next year and who maybe leaves us and then we have more openings in the central midfield. And I really see him coming back and then grabbing a spot in future.
Is that something that really you could almost attest to being a Whitecaps philosophy, is using the second team and having these players get those opportunities? You know, maybe only like a few games in one season, but that second season, they really, really seem to kind of move in and get that opportunity with the first squad. We've seen it with numerous players now, whether they're with the Whitecaps now or have since moved on.
No, absolutely. And I think MLS Next Pro is a great addition that we have, that to have a real second team in that players can stay very close to the first team. Where the transition is so easy. We saw it in preseason again. We brought a lot of those guys. We also acquired a lot of guys with the purpose to for them to settle in into our environment, to settle in into the continent, learning the language, understanding how our club ticks, how soccer ticks in North America, and to prepare them for the next step. We brought in U20 national team players of Africa, like Dembo, who played in the U20 World Cup with Gambia, or if you look at Cyprian, who was at the African Cup with Tanzania. So he was in the squad of his national team in the African Cup. And those guys now will have a year time to learn English, to settle in, to grow, to understand better what is needed, and then to be ready.
I got three more here for you. So if Nathan's watching off the side, you can tell him to settle down a little bit. I know the MLS owners meeting just happened a few weeks ago. You can't talk about what happened in the meeting, but for yourself personally, for the Whitecaps personally, if there were to be any kind of league-wide changes, what is it that Axel would like to see?
You know, at the end, I have said that very often, so it's nothing new and not related to the meeting, because obviously it's strictly confidential and not even I know a lot of details from this meeting yet. So, but I always said it's important to understand that MLS is a very special league. It's a great league. I love to be here. I extended my contract for that reason, and I feel challenged every day to help to grow this club, to develop this club, but also to grow and develop this league. What I always said is, with the different markets we have, with the different realities in the markets, it's not only two countries, it's also the differences in provinces and states, in laws there, in market size, in population. there are markets with a huge Mexican population. There are markets like ours with a very small Mexican population, and that actually leads also sometimes to different approaches on the player market. I said I would love to see something that gives a little bit more flexibility, and that still balanced the competition. We shouldn't walk away from that. That still guarantees or makes sure that everyone can compete with everyone, but that gives a little bit more flexibility to go with different approaches that are the right fit for each market.
Fair enough. Let's completely switch over to the other side of things. Next year, ideally, you're going to have a brand new squad with the Whitecaps, a professional women's team in Vancouver. We haven't really heard a lot in the past little while. I was wondering if there was just any sort of information about maybe what's going on league-wide, or what are the Whitecaps doing right now in terms of their developmental process of this brand new team?
Yeah, I can guarantee everyone that there are a lot of meetings and conversations in the back rooms that are not public yet, and it wouldn't help to have them public, because this a lot of about governance structure and rules and all of this stuff. That's pretty boring. It's pretty boring. So people should be excited that there will be a good outcome coming from that. I think that we have a really good foundation. We have a very strong program. Our girls team last year won everything that you could win in Canada. So really every single competition, every single playoff, every single final that they played, they won. So we have a pretty good foundation. We will build on this foundation. We have also already existing staff. We brought in Steph Labbé a while ago as the general manager. So we are working also here step by step to build and to continue to build, to be in the best position when the new league kicks off. But we also still have a year of time, and we will have a lot of nice and positive surprises on that side to announce, I would say, later this year, but not at this point yet.
Fair enough. One last question. I don't know if it's going to be on a good note, but I want to ask you about one of your former clubs in Schalke. They're having a bit of a difficult season, Axel, and there's been a few stories about the potential that they might get relegated out of the second division of the Bundesliga and what that means for the club. Any thoughts about a place you used to call home?
Yeah, my house is still there. So if I go back to Germany, if I go back to Germany, I'm actually in the region. I'm still very well connected with a lot of guys in this club, and I wish them the very best for the rest of the season. I'm also 100% convinced that they will not get relegated. They are going through a difficult time, and we know, and we have also seen it at Whitecaps, that building a new team and rebuilding takes time. I see that they still have huge support from the people in the region, and I think that everyone has accepted that this year will not be the year where they get back into the Bundesliga, and I think that gives them now for the rest of this season, and then for the break, the time to continue to rebuild this roster. They brought in Mark Wilmots, who's a legend at that club and very experienced in this business. I'm pretty sure that they will make some good decisions to start and kick off the next season better, but they will not get relegated this year. They also had just 2 wins and one against the St. Pauli, who was top in the league, and I think that gives them the push that it was needed to build enough of a gap between them and the teams that are at the end will get relegated.
Well, I mean, I know you say you're busy with the Whitecaps, but maybe you can brush off that CV for a consultancy fee or something.
I believe that they have brought in some quality people, and I believe in them. I know the one thing that helps is consistency and patience. And it's not easy in a club that has so many members and so many people that really care about the club and come to every game. So that's the only advice I can give to everyone: stay patient and believe in consistency and build up.
Consistency and patience, definitely two watchwords that also match with the Whitecaps. Axel, thank you very, very much for your time. First time on the show. We would definitely want to have you back again. And one game under your belt. We can't wait for the next 30-odd ones to come.
Me too. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. This will be the end of the episode. I appreciate everyone for checking out. Follow us at Terminal City FC online. Josh is at Joshua Ray 00. I'm at Endurick. Take care.